Panama Papers, they're all in it together. Dave Murray. It has been called the biggest leak in history, 2.6 terabytes of information, containing 11.5 million files. The client database of Mossack Fonseca, a shady Panamanian law firm, was secretly passed to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists ICIJ roughly a year ago. What companies like Mossack Fonseca do is allow the global rich to hide their money. Of course, when we say hide, we mean steal, and when we say there, we mean our, since most of this cash has been generated by fraud, theft, illegal trafficking of drugs, people, and weapons, misappropriation of public funds, corruption in public office, tax avoidance and tax evasion. The anonymous shell companies, foundations and trusts they set up have been likened to getaway cars for the high-end criminal. You load up the swag, and put your foot down. On second thoughts, drive as slowly as you like, the cops are in on it. Media focus. The ICIJ started to release the story over the last few days through respectable outlets like The Guardian and the BBC. What is remarkable, given the wealth of new evidence, is that the focus has been on cases that were already in the public domain. For example, David Cameron's late father, who set up an offshore trust to hide the family millions from UK tax collectors, widely reported in 2012. Or Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad's bagman, Rami Maklouf, sanctioned by the EU in 2011. Another focus has been on people from the Washington Book of Bad Guys, such as Vladimir Putin, or various members of the Politburo of the Chinese Communist Party, all of who, unsurprisingly, have secret hoards of cash. Is it possible that most of the people implicated in this scandal are respectable business figures and politicians from Western democracies? People like Cameron, who says that his tax affairs are a private matter, and who claims to have done nothing illegal? The ICIJ's data would seem to say so, with the UK featuring strongly as a source of dirty money. While 2,200 children die every day from diarrhea, an easily treatable illness, $20 trillion sits anonymously in offshore jurisdictions around the world. Tax avoidance is not a victimless crime. Unfortunately, while the villains make the rules, it is not a crime at all. However, the departure of Iceland's prime minister over the scandal shows that mass public pressure can achieve change. It's time to put them all out of business. See also Fighting the Great Tax Robbery. Take the wealth off the super rich, reverse the cuts to HM revenue and customs. Close tax loopholes and enforce collection of avoided taxes. Increase taxes on the super rich and big business, nationalize the banks and the major corporations under democratic workers' control and management, with compensation only on the basis of proven need through public ownership of the commanding heights of the economy. Democratic socialist planning of industry and services can be introduced to meet the needs of the majority. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 5th of April 2016, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.